Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you pressed play today because we're diving into one of the most important and fascinating theories in your OCR GCSE sociology course, functionalism. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need. By the end of the next 10 minutes, you'll be able to define the key concepts with confidence, apply them to real institutions like the family and education, and crucially, evaluate them in a way that earns you marks in those higher tariff questions. We'll also cover the most common mistakes candidates make, and I'll finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. So let's get into it. Let's start with the big picture. Functionalism is a structural consensus theory. Now, let's unpack that phrase, because every word matters. When we say it's a structural theory, we mean that functionalists believe society shapes individuals, not the other way around. The structures of society, things like the family, the education system, the economy, religion, these shape who we are, what we believe, and how we behave. When we say it's a consensus theory, we mean functionalists believe society is held together by shared values and agreement. People broadly agree on the norms and values that guide behavior. This is called value consensus, and it's absolutely central to the theory. If you're asked to define it in an exam, say, value consensus is the shared set of norms and values that members of society agree upon, which maintains social order and stability. Now, the founding father of functionalism is Émile Durkheim, a French sociologist writing in the late 19th and early 20th century. Durkheim used what we call the organic analogy, and this is a concept you must know inside out. The organic analogy compares society to a living biological organism, like the human body. Just as the body has organs, the heart, the lungs, the kidneys, each performing a specific function to keep the whole body alive and healthy, society has institutions, the family, education, the economy, religion, each performing specific functions to keep society stable and functioning. And just as the organs of the body are interdependent, the heart needs the lungs need the blood, social institutions are interdependent too. They rely on each other. Here's the critical point for your exam. The organic analogy is a theoretical metaphor, not a literal biological fact. Candidates who lose marks often present it as though Durkheim was saying society literally is a body. He wasn't. He was using it as a way of thinking about how the parts of society work together. Always frame it as a metaphor when you write about it. Now let's move to Talcott Parsons, an American sociologist who developed functionalism in the mid-20th century. Parsons argued that society needs to meet four basic requirements to survive. He called this the agile framework: adaptation, goal attainment, integration, and latency. You don't need to know all four in detail at GCSE, but understanding that Parsons saw society as having functional prerequisites, basic needs it must meet, is important. What you absolutely must know is Parsons' application to the family. Parsons argued that the nuclear family, a married couple with children, performs two irreducible functions. First, primary socialization. The family is where children first learn the norms and values of society. They learn what is acceptable behavior, how to communicate, how to relate to others. This is the transmission of culture from one generation to the next. Second, the stabilization of adult personalities. Parsons called this the warm bath theory. He argued that the family provides emotional security and a safe haven for adults, particularly men, who face the stresses of the competitive world of work. The family, like a warm bath, soothes and restores them. Now, you might already be thinking, hang on, that sounds a bit sexist. And you'd be right to think that. We'll come back to that when we evaluate. Let's now look at education. Functionalists see education as performing vital functions for society. Durkheim argued that education transmits shared culture. It teaches children the history, values, and norms of their society, creating social solidarity. Social solidarity is the sense of belonging and shared identity that binds society together. Without it, Durkheim warned, society risks anomie, a state of normlessness where shared values break down and individuals feel lost and disconnected. Anomie is a key term. Define it as a state of normlessness resulting from a breakdown in shared values and social norms. Parsons added that education performs role allocation. It sorts and selects individuals for different roles in society based on merit. This is the idea of meritocracy, the belief that your position in society is determined by your talent and effort, not by your background or who your parents are. Education, in this view, is a fair and neutral mechanism for identifying talent and directing people into the roles they are best suited for. Robert Merton, another key functionalist, made an important refinement to the theory. He distinguished between manifest functions, the intended, obvious functions of an institution, and latent functions, the unintended hidden functions. For example, the manifest function of education is to teach academic skills, but a latent function might be providing childcare or creating social networks. Merton also acknowledged that institutions can have dysfunctions, negative consequences for society. This was a significant development because it acknowledged that not everything in society works perfectly, which is a weakness of earlier, more optimistic, functionalist accounts.
Right, let's talk exam strategy, because this is where marks are won and lost. First, command words. If you see the word describe in a question, for example, describe two functions of education, you need two developed points with supporting information. Do not write an essay. Allocate roughly 1 minute per mark, so a four-mark describe question should take about 4 minutes. Do not overwrite on these questions at the expense of your 12 or 24-mark essays. For explain why questions, use the Peel structure. Point, state your argument. Explanation, develop it. Evidence, name a theorist or give a specific example. Link, connect it back to the question. Every paragraph should follow this structure in your longer answers. Now, the most common mistakes. Number one, conflating socialization with general learning. Socialization is specifically about the transmission of norms and values, the rules and expectations of society. Do not just say, children learn things in school. Say, education transmits the norms and values of society, contributing to value consensus. Number two, presenting the organic analogy as a literal fact. Always say, Durkheim used the organic analogy as a metaphor to argue that. Number three, and this is the big one for evaluation questions, failing to acknowledge the rose-tinted critique. Functionalism is often criticized for presenting an overly positive, harmonious view of society. It ignores conflict, inequality, and exploitation. When you evaluate functionalism, you must bring in Marxist or feminist perspectives. Marxists argue that education does not create meritocracy. It reproduces class inequality. Pierre Bourdieu's concept of cultural capital shows that middle-class children have advantages that working-class children don't. Feminists like Anne Oakley argue that Parsons' warm bath theory ignores the unpaid domestic labor performed by women and reinforces patriarchy. Number four, confusing the new right with functionalism. Both value the traditional nuclear family, but the new right focuses on state dependency and welfare. That's a different argument. Keep them separate. Okay, quick fire time. I'll ask the question, you think of the answer, then I'll give it. One, what is value consensus? It's the shared set of norms and values that hold society together. Two, who developed the organic analogy? Emil Durkheim. Three, what is anomie? A state of normlessness caused by a breakdown in shared values. Four, what are the two irreducible functions of the family according to Parsons? Primary socialization and stabilization of adult personalities, the warm bath theory. Five, what is the difference between manifest and latent functions? Manifest functions are intended and obvious. Latent functions are unintended and hidden. Merton's distinction. Six, what is the main Marxist criticism of the functionalist view of education? That it doesn't create meritocracy, it reproduces class inequality through cultural capital. Let's bring it all together. Functionalism is a structural consensus theory arguing that society is held together by shared values, value consensus, and that social institutions each perform vital functions to maintain stability. The organic analogy, Durkheim's key metaphor, compares society to a living organism with interdependent parts. Parsons applied this to the family, primary socialization, and the warm bath theory, and to education through meritocracy and role allocation. Merton refined the theory with manifest and latent functions and acknowledged dysfunction. To access the highest mark bands, you must evaluate. Bring in Marxist critiques of meritocracy, feminist critiques of the warm bath theory, and acknowledge that functionalism presents a rose-tinted, consensus-focused view that ignores conflict and inequality. You've got this. Go back over your notes, test yourself with the retrieval prompts in your study guide, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.